The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
If you're listening from a car in and around Dublin, well, I am sorry for your troubles because the city is at a standstill. Certainly parts of the city at a standstill. It took me about an hour and a quarter to get from the Red Cow to the city centre earlier, a journey that usually takes about 25, 30 minutes. I spoke to somebody only a few minutes ago. It took them 3 hours to get into the city centre from Newbridge. 3 hours from Newbridge to Dublin city centre. Why? Because of the traffic and the crash that Bernie mentioned in the news headlines. Sean O'Neill is with me from Transport Infrastructure Ireland, TII. Sean, you're welcome to the show. What more can you tell us about the crash and the impact it's had?
Oh, this has been a major incident. It was a critical traffic event. And when I say critical, it's because there are humans involved and the emergency services had to deal with it directly. This is something that is not welcomed, and it has had a major impact on the northbound traffic. Not only that, it's residual backup along the feeder roads in and out of the N3, the N4, the, you know, downtown Dublin. The whole area has been impacted, identifying really how important the M50 is and how critical it is to not only regional traffic, but national traffic. The incident occurred, between Junction 7 and Junction 6 northbound, between Lucan and Liffey Valley / Blanchardstown. Garda Forensics Emergency Services arrived, and the Gardaí arrived, and Forensics had to arrive and deal with it. Our Motorway Operation Control Center, we incorporated the emergency response. We notified, obviously, DCC, the emergency services, the DAA, because of significant impact, and got the word out to everyone and anyone. But this is a very serious incident, and the matter is being dealt with live. And we are, you know, again, we are hopeful to get the northbound road open as soon as possible. But the emergency service and the Gardaí are dealing directly with it.
Yeah, and I think it's probably worth remembering that to everybody who understandably is going to get frustrated in traffic, some people, the people directly involved and their families are going to be dealing with in the aftermath. So we'll all try and keep that in mind in this conversation. But I assume, Sean, what has happened is that all that traffic then that would be on the M50 northbound, that has spilled over into the city and suburbs and even some southbound traffic. I know it's a phenomenon and you and I have talked about it before. You've talked about it elsewhere.
Yes.
I mean, when there's an accident on one side, it slows down the other side.
Yes, it does. And what happens is, again, human behavior being what is, which is good, we slow down, but you're trying to, curiosity sometimes gets the better of people. The good news is that there was no major incidents. What can happen sometimes is traffic is heading southbound. Somebody slows down, somebody tries to cut in and out of traffic or different lanes because they're getting frustrated or whatever, and another accident happens. So that didn't happen southbound, so we're fortunate that way. People's behavior, let's hope, is improving. But unfortunately, this is a significant impact, and it just highlights again how important the M50 is to not only regional traffic flow, but national traffic flow. And it's having a major impact. So we understand everyone's frustrations, but it is a serious incident.
Well, listen, Sean, stay with us because a couple of other things I want to ask you about. But Graham McQueen is with me as well. He's Media Relations Manager with DAA, Dublin Airport Authority, formerly known as Graham. I assume this is going to have an impact on journey times for people trying to make their way to the airport.
Yeah, we've seen throughout the day, Kieran, it's taken people longer. They're having to find different routes. I think most people have still got there, but obviously a little more stressed and a little later than they might have looked to do so. The advice to passengers travelling this evening is to give yourself plenty of time to get to the airport. And I think the sensible thing to do would be to use the likes of a Google Apps live in your car to make sure that you can take the quickest route. I actually just made the reverse trip myself from Dublin Airport back into the city, and you know, traffic was very, very sticky. I had to go a much different route to get home than I normally would, but I did get there in reasonable enough time. So you will have to take a different route to get to the airport today and give yourself plenty of time.
Are there ways, Graham, that the airlines alert passengers as to something like this? Or is that a service that's provided?
Yeah, one of the first things we would have done when we heard about it this morning would be to speak to all the airlines and make sure that they were aware of it, so that there was, you know, as much planning could go into place as possible. I mean, it's very difficult to hold back flights or anything like that. I think what they were able to do on the airline side, though, was to make sure that they were ready for probably more rebookings than normal. So if you're due to fly to London and, you know, potentially missed that flight this morning or this afternoon, then you could maybe get one later on in the day. So conversations would be ongoing throughout that ecosystem at the airport all day. And look, I would say as well, I hope that everybody involved is okay, and my thoughts go out to anyone who was involved in the incident.
So again, to repeat that advice, if you've got a flight late this afternoon, you're going to be on the road already, but even into the evening, given the seriousness of this incident and how long traffic is going to be impacted for, allow for it. Give yourself a better to have an hour spare hanging around the airport, I guess, than stressing out in the car.
Yeah, absolutely. Give yourself plenty of time, more time than normal. The other thing just to note as well is that there's a shortage of taxis around Dublin today, and particularly at the airport. So we've got teams on the ground at Dublin Airport who are diverting people towards the buses. The buses are moving reasonably well. The port tunnel is operating into the city centre okay. So just mind that as well. If you're planning to take a taxi and you can get a bus, maybe the bus might be the better option today.
Harry McCann is with me, Media Relations Executive for Dublin Bus. Harry, are your services impacted?
Yes, Karen, we're experiencing significant delays right across the city at the moment due to the accident. So we're advising customers, very similar to Graeme there, to expect delays and to allow extra time for their journeys. But it's having a knock-on impact, not just in the area surrounding the M50, but further afield.
And is that caused, Harry, by junctions just being busier, and that you guys, when you get to certain junctions, you've got to negotiate them with private vehicles? Or is it also private vehicles deciding that, you know, on a busy day like today, they can chance the bus lane and they end up clogged too?
There's a multitude of things, Ciarán. So I think a lot of the traffic that's being diverted away from the M50 is obviously going out and around the city, and that's just causing delays in areas where, you know, traffic would already be heavy at this time of the day, and it's now even heavier. So our services is just moving a little bit slower, like all the other cars on the road. So it's very much delaying us at the moment. And as I said, that delay is expected, not just in the afternoon, but later in the evening as well. So customers should keep an eye on our customer channels. There's an update there on the real-time information on the side of the road as well. So customers should be aware of it and just keep an eye.
Yeah, that real-time information, Harry, I mean, how accurate is that when traffic is as chaotic as it is?
Yeah, it's accurate there at the moment, Ciarán, and the services are becoming more delayed and depending on how the situation develops over the rest of the evening. But at the moment, as I said, there's an update there for customers on the street, and they can keep an eye on the bus times that they're coming along. But as I said, it's a very fluid situation, so that traffic's building up as time goes on, as people head home from work in the evening time. So it will be into the later on in the evening.
All right. So the advice in Dublin Bus echoing the advice from DAA, leave extra time for that journey. Sean O'Neill is still with us from TII. Sean, when an incident of this nature occurs and traffic, we know, is going to have to leave the M50 and use other routes. I mean, all of this, I'm sure, is kind of wargamed, or however you want to describe it, in advance. What sort of plan are we seeing in place here? You know, just to give a bit of solace to people who are sitting in their cars. Is there a plan?
There is a plan, but unfortunately, this location is particularly this location is the Achilles heel of the M50. There are diversion routes in place. We have emergency symbol signs that you see. People will notice kind of a yellow sign with a square black box or a black triangle or a black circle within the yellow sign. And that's emergency diversion route that you would take off between one junction to get off and then avoid the incident and get back on again through the local road network. Unfortunately, this particular section is the one section between the N3 and the N4 does not have that diversionary route. So we have to seek a multitude of different diversionary routes around that. The Gardaí do their best to mitigate that, but because of its location, you know, getting across to the M50, getting off and on again northbound, this is a particularly troublesome spot, to say the least.
And I assume, I mean, given the amount of cars that travel on the M50 and given the seriousness of this accident, I mean, no matter how you plan it, there's just going to be a snarling up of traffic elsewhere, isn't there? There's probably no other way to manage it. We don't have huge amounts of spare road capacity, we'll put it that way.
No, you're absolutely right. And it's the same all over the world. And I think that's why getting the word out so people can make alternative plans as soon as possible, that is the critical element here, is that, you know, obviously, if you're in traffic, it's too late. You know, you're going to be stuck and you're going to have to figure a way around it. But before you leave your place of work or your home or wherever you are, if you can make a decision either to delay or take an alternative, you know, just not take the trip or do something else, that can help you mitigate your own pressure and the stresses you're under. But unfortunately, people, that's why one of the, you know, the critical destinations or, you know, kind of places to get to would be Dublin Airport, for example.
Yeah.
And obviously we had to get word to them right away, which we did. And they did a great job of getting the word out. So our motorway operation control center, they have a critical path, a critical information path to follow on notifying all the different stakeholders throughout our network. That's just outside of our emergency people as well. And the DAA would be one of them, DCC, you know, et cetera, and all the local authorities, because we're all interconnected, whether, you know, we realize it or not. The public needs to know that we do communicate to one another, especially when something like this happens. But we are going to be stuck, and it is going to have a major impact. And it's just the nature of it, unfortunately.
And how long do we suspect that's going to last into the evening?
Well, I can tell yourself and your listeners, we are hopeful. I'm just getting word live here, and we are hopeful that within the next 45 minutes, it could be opened up. So I don't have that as a guarantee, but we are hopeful. Let me put it that way.
All right. Well, listen, in 45 minutes time, we might just check back in, touch base and find out whether that's happened or how close we are not too long thereafter. Sean, we appreciate your time on what is a busy afternoon for you and everybody there. So Sean O'Neill is with Transport Infrastructure Ireland, Graham McQueen, Media Relations Manager with DAA, and Harry McCann, Media Relations Executive for Dublin Bus. I'm going to Navin from Dublin. For 2 hours on the road already, and I haven't crossed the Liffey yet. Somebody else, Jerry, says screens should be erected along the area of the accident to block off any view of that accident and stop rubberneckers taking videos of it. Somebody else is in Lucan at the minute. Huge knock-on effects from the M50 hasn't helped with large trucks blocking the junction. Well, as I said, I came in from the Red Cow, and how I come into the city centre is I go right at the Woodies, is how I describe it. And I head in through Drimla and Crumlin and up that way past the Coombe, and the whole way in, it was bumper to bumper. And that was a few hours ago. It took me about an hour and a quarter to make a journey that usually takes 25 minutes. And I think it got worse after that.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.